Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off
with Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's 6:03, and it must be hoodie day.
Yeah, I know. We're all wearing hoodies today, aren't we?
It's kind of weird in a way that you and I are dressed basically alike.
Yes. Yeah, different logo, but, you know, basically the same thing. Yeah. I know. That's just sad. That's really sad.
That's when you know you've been working with somebody maybe a little too long.
I know, exactly. I just knew you'd wear the gray hoodie, so I wore mine.
With the gray track pants.
The gray pants, yeah, I know. Whatever, Mike, you know what?
This is the hoodie I bought from the logo store.
Yeah, I had a couple of people on Facebook Live say, hey, do you guys still have those available?
Yes.
I said, absolutely. I said, all you have to do. Yeah, they gave them the number, 702-739-9636. Text the word shop, and you can have a KKLZ hoodie. And they're really fairly inexpensive as
far as hoodies go.
Yeah.
T-shirts, tanks, hoodies, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and
like
you may
Carla
not,
said.
Yeah, you may not
text
think
the word
of
shop.
Summer's around the corner. It really is. It really is. It doesn't seem like it. I went for a run yesterday. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, that's over today.
Thanks, Mike.
Actually, today, it's going to be nice, but over the weekend, tomorrow, partly cloudy, chance of showers on Sunday. High today in the mid-50s. Same for the weekend. 32 outside right now.
Okay.
Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, boy. Kelsey Grammer might be in a little bit of trouble.
Oh, no. Yeah. I thought he was done with all that.
I don't know, Mike. He opened a floodgate of his own, I think.
All right, more on that story and some other stuff after Michael Jackson.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's come down to this. YouTube removing a lot of the Bird Box challenge videos that people have posted. Yes. Because they're showing people doing just stupid things, and they don't want to encourage people to do it. Some people are driving. They're putting a blindfold on, and they're driving with their kids in the car.
No.
Yes. So they're taking them down, and some of the goofier ones, the you know, non-harmful ones, they've left up, but they've taken a lot of them down. So.
You know, my idea, and I told you this yesterday, was to wear a blindfold while I'm driving, but have like two little slits.
Yeah, you're going to cheat, aren't you?
So people would think I'm doing the Bird Box challenge, but...
Officer, no! See, there are little slits in there. You can see them.
And see what the reaction would be from other people around me, but...
Yes, do it. Go ahead, Mike. Do that.
I don't even have the energy to do that.
I can't. I got to reach back and tie it. I can't do that.
That means I got to find material.
I'm going to get winded, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
The Golden Globes are on this Sunday night. Ryan Gosling was on, and I believe it was Live with Kelly and Ryan. He talked about using Meryl Streep to kind of save his mom from embarrassment.
My mom was convinced that year by her friend that beehives were going to be all the rage. And if you didn't have a beehive, you'd feel embarrassed. And it turned out to be the opposite. It was a natural hair vibe. Didn't know what to do because I was, you know, I wanted to have a nice night. So I didn't know Meryl Streep, but she was sitting next to me. And I said in a commercial break, would you mind just telling my mom you like her hair? You
know?
And she was like, I got this. And then the commercial went, she goes, do you know, I wish I was going to do a beehive and I wish I had.
That is funny.
Yes, he took her to the Golden Globes a couple of years ago when nominated for what was it? LA, what was it
Confidential.
Called?
Confidential.
No, the other.
The musical.
The musical. I can't think of it. Yeah, but way to go, Meryl Streep. Way to save the night. I'm sure his mom
was
like,
funny.
See, I told you, Meryl Streep liked my beehive. So you shut up, young man.
Yeah.
And Kelsey Grammer. So he's opened a brewery in upstate New York.
Uh-oh.
He's selling his own beer that he makes. But the thing is, he's had previous alcohol problems, had a DUI, used to attend AA meetings, and I know this for a fact. I have a couple of comic friends who used to go to the same ones. About a year ago, he decided that he missed having his nightly cocktails, started drinking again.
Oh, boy.
Looks forward to 5 o'clock every night, his friends say, when he goes to the Den, has a few beers, a few cocktails. Says he can drink now without a problem, but his friends are really concerned that he's tempting fate and this is not going to go well. I don't know if, you know, if you are an alcoholic or a recovering alcoholic, if you want to open a brewery, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, and start drinking again. I don't know, but that's just, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes Kelsey. Yes, with Frasier Crane. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
I have to ask you, because you were talking about Bird Box.
Bird Bath.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it yet. I was watching Hill House again. I'm so addicted to that show.
Hill House?
Yeah, The Haunting of Hill House, it's called. It's also on Netflix, and it's great. So I know I've put it off now. I know everything that happens in it. I don't want to say too much on the air for people who maybe haven't seen it.
You know what? I've gotten to the point I don't even care anymore.
But I know the blinds.
You know where she ends up?
Yes.
You know where she ends up?
In a house for the... Yes, I know.
Okay, for the blind.
Yes, exactly.
Ta-da.
Which is why they were safe.
Yes.
Because they can't see any of the bad. Yes. Yes. It's so funny on YouTube because I was looking at some of these challenges. And there are videos on there trying to explain the ending also of Bird Box. I think, though, you interpret it how you want to interpret it. And I think there are some people who are upset, too, because all of that, and we get that happy ending. Well, I kind of like that. But, yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. I'm addicted to this Haunting of Hill House.
Anybody else watching Hill House?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know there are a few. Yes, please let us know. 702-739-9636. And I know you're not the type, and I'm generally not either. It's like, ugh, is it horror? A horror series? No. No, there is that. But this family is so hysterically and darkly dysfunctional. It's really a good show.
All right.
And the casting is amazing.
I want to talk to people who are watching Hill House.
Yes.
Why should I watch this?
Dial it up.
Because nothing else is on. 702-739-9636. Although Carly has not seen the end of Bird Box.
No, but it's been out now for like 3-4 weeks.
I hope we didn't spoil it for anybody.
Yeah, I know. I think it's a little, maybe it's a little early.
All right.
But yeah, Hill House. Now, Robin said, oh my God, I'm way ahead of you guys. I already finished Hill House. It's so good. You guys will love it. I said, I'm really into it. She said, I couldn't stop watching it until I finished it. I can't binge watch it because it's, you know, it's like, whew, each episode is like, wow. Now, Teresa said, I think that Mike and Jody would absolutely love it. I don't know them, but I think they would love it because, like you said, Carla, it is not a horror show per se.
Right.
It has to do with how the family deals with each other.
Is there something you could compare it to that you would say it's kind of like
American Horror Story? Because that really isn't a horror story either.
Right. That's much more graphic. Okay. And this is not. This is not like that at all. This is more flashes of things almost that you see. And it's like, was there something there? That's what she heard. That's what she's talking about. But it is the most hysterically dark, dysfunctional family you will ever come across. And the casting is brilliant. It's brilliant.
Haunted House.
Hill House. The Haunting of Hill House.
Okay, Hill House. Let me write that down.
Haunting of Hill House. And it's a family that named Hill that owned the house. It's not on Hill or anything like that. Yeah.
Because that would have thrown me off in the first episode.
Great cast, though.
When they didn't have a view.
Yeah.
Very symbolic.
The house is on a hill and there's no view.
Carla Gugino is in it, who is gorgeous. Yeah. Timothy Hutton. Really, really.
Who, by the way, if you haven't noticed, is in everything now.
He is now. He wasn't. He did, like, Taps and Ordinary People. Then you didn't see him, and now he's in everything. Is it How to Get Away with Murder?
Yeah.
He's
in everything.
Yeah. Yes,
right when you think there's a door opening and who walks through?
It's Timothy Hutton.
All year long, all season long, we did Beat the Broadcasters.
Yeah.
Didn't fare too well in that, but I will tell you, the Chicago Bears made it to the playoff. They won their division.
And you guys play Philadelphia this weekend?
This Sunday.
Yeah, you can beat Philly. I don't know. They're inconsistent to me, the way they play. Yeah, I would definitely pick Chicago. I'd definitely pick the Bears.
I was talking to a friend of mine. And he was saying, so what are you doing for the Bears game? I said, I'm just watching it. He goes, you don't have a ritual or...
Yeah, do you not have things that you... Do you wear a specific shirt?
No.
No?
No. You know what? I tried that a long time ago, and it just never worked.
So you don't. So your ritual is to not go overboard.
It's like that movie with
Silver Linings.
Yes.
Silver Linings Playbook. Yeah. Yes. That was great.
And as Jody and I were watching that, she goes, thank God you are not like this.
That movie, first of all, that movie was so good. But yeah, they were Philly fans.
They were Philly fans.
Yeah, yeah. And he would lay certain things out. He'd wear a specific sweater.
Everybody would sit in the same place.
Yes. Do you know anybody who does that?
My friend does that.
Yeah?
He puts out the flag at a certain time.
Okay.
And does all this, back times it right up to the game. It has his certain cup, you know, the play cup.
Okay, all right, okay.
Game day cup, or I don't know what he calls it. But
yeah, interesting. And I guess everybody has their superstitions, and if it works for you, if it makes you feel better,
right,
then do it. You know, I'd love to know if there are people out there who will be doing just that this weekend.
Anybody else in that group? Or maybe you're married or know somebody.
Yeah, yes.
That's in that group.
Oh, yeah, family member perhaps.
Right.
Yeah.
That every year they go through the same thing. Win or lose, they still do the same ritual.
Why are you wearing the cheese hat? Can we not?
They didn't win last week, and you're still wearing it.
Yeah, that's right.
702-739-9636, KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. You do that. Few things we think you should know. Got that coming up after Cheap Trick. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work this morning.
Well, you know what? Some real things you should know. It's called Aurobindo Pharma, and they recalled some last year. They're doing it again. It's the drug Valsartan, and it's a high blood pressure, or a heart medication, I'm sorry.
Oh.
And they're saying that there are, like, impurities in it and carcinogens in it. So kind of take a look. You can get on the FDA recall page and see which ones are being recalled that you should not be taking. There are all sorts of them, too. 90-count bottles, 30-count bottles. So they'll let you know the SKU numbers and all that stuff. So you may want to take a look at that. If you are taking Valsartan, do be careful. Also, it's big news whether it happens or not. House member Steve Cohen has introduced an amendment to abolish the Electoral College.
What?
Don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, I think, no matter what side of the fence you're on, I think people are, the Electoral College is, you know, it's a bit outdated. Whether it'll happen or not, it probably won't.
Not to mention they don't have that great of a football team.
No, they're horrible.
The Electoral College.
You never hear them. Do they win anything?
No, I'm sorry.
Nothing. Yeah, they're never in the
That would be
standings.
Big. That would be big, I guess.
It really would. And something I'm very excited about, Mike, it's National Spaghetti Day.
Whoa!
I know!
Spaghetti.
You know, a lot of kids, you would think pizza, but they say about 60% of kids in a pretty big survey that they did say that's their favorite. That's their favorite food. They love it's fun to eat.
Slurp it up.
Yes, yes. There's a church that welcomes, they call them Pastafarians. And so, yeah, if you want to worship, you know, the noodle, that would be the church to join. Yes, National Spaghetti Day. I love that.
Pasta, and more pasta.
That's right. I'm spaghetti.
The Church of Spaghetti.
Yes.
Wow. I'm honoring the breakdown of noodle.
For Pastafarians, wow. Mike. Exactly. So enjoy. You know what? Twirl that fork today. Don't use a spoon with it. Use the side of the plate. That's all you need. Twirl the fork and enjoy. Just a few things you should know.
Talking about those rituals. You know, big NFL playoff start this weekend. And
yes, your team is in it, man.
Bears are going, and they're going to play at Soldier Field against Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Round one, they won the division, and a couple of people had asked, you know, what is it you do? Do you have the perfect, do you have that shirt?
Right.
No.
I would think so, but
no,
okay.
You would think so, but it doesn't matter.
No?
Doesn't matter what I wear, what I do. I'll fess up. It was me. It was me that was out there hanging the Notre Dame flag, and then I would watch Rudy, and then I would back time the Notre Dame Marching Band CD.
Right.
When Jody first moved in, she thought, what are you doing? And I said, I do this every Saturday morning, so get ready for it.
Right.
And then, of course, I would back time everything right up to kickoff.
Oh, jeez.
And it it was back in 2012
right?
that I thought Notre Dame was going to finally win another national championship. They ended up getting their butts kicked by Alabama. And so after that, I said, I'm not doing it anymore.
Is that what happens? You just give up?
I gave up. I hang the flag, but that's about it.
So that becomes a ritual then, not doing anything.
Right. I don't wear the shirt.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Anything. I just casually, like, you know, very,
there's a game on?
Yeah. Dale's on the phone. Dale, what's up?
Personally, I have a weird sports ritual. I'm a huge SEC fan, a huge college football fan. My favorite team is Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
And so their fans tend to ring cowbells. And so at the beginning of every game, I run outside around my house and I just ring the cowbell, just letting all the neighbors know that the game has started.
That's who you want next door with an early game. Gee.
If you're going to go that far, you got to go all the way.
That's good, actually. Not just in the house.
Not just hanging a flag and watching a movie.
I hope you're... Tie the robe. Again, if it's an early game, tie the robe, okay? Jeez.
Darlene, what about you?
My husband, he takes these little helmets, you know, that are in those coin things years ago. And he's been doing this for over 20 years. He lines up all the helmets on the top of the TV. And then he dances in front of them and then uses his finger to flick off the ones he wants to lose.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, these are great.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people out there that go through this every Saturday or Sunday.
That's hilarious.
Depending if they love college or pro football.
Oh, my God. I have to ask. Now, John Schaefer, you have to have some ritual when it comes to Penn State.
Absolutely. I have a pair of blue Abercrombie & Fitch underwear. They're blue with white mousse on them. I wear those every Saturday for Penn State football games. My blue and white underpants. And they worked 9 times this year, so that's not bad.
Jeez.
Now, at what point do you throw the ones you're wearing out and get a new pair in hopes of, you know, a better result?
When they get holes in them, I'll throw them out.
Yeah.
But I only wear these for football games. So they only get worn once a week in the fall and then washed every week.
Okay.
And the rest of the year, they're put away now. Bowl season is over.
They're put under...
Folded up in the drawer.
Put under glass now. Or they put under glass.
And there's a big ritual when you, of course, open the case.
I got to put on my Blue Band CD and open the case, get them out.
I love it.
I've been off Facebook for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I still have my account, but I just I got tired of it. I didn't know this.
I didn't either, and I'm on a little more how certain people don't pop up. You know, I grabbed you this morning, and I said, geez, will you look at this? And there was a post from Denise Roche.
Who has been at Channel 3 for how long?
30 years. Denise is the one. She's that reporter that... You know, you used to see her in the flooding, when the flooding was bad before they built any of the washes they have now, in her waders.
Yeah.
She'd be out there. She's always up at Mount Charleston in the worst snow. She'll do anything. She's that reporter that, and I don't mean that in a goofy way, I mean she's in the trenches. Yeah.
Go
literally.
Anywhere, do anything.
Yeah.
Listen to what she posted on Facebook just a couple of days ago.
As many of you know, in early October, I was diagnosed with what turned out to be stage 4 colon cancer. So after surgery, I'm now on round 4 of chemotherapy, which for me, it's different for everyone, but for me means 4 hours in an infusion chair where they are delivering just one thing after another through IVs. So I'm only on round 4 of 12. Side effects, yes, hair loss, tremendous amount of hair loss. I will be wearing a hat for a very long time. But mostly I just wanted to thank everyone for the support. It's been tremendous. It's been humbling. The visits, the phone calls, the emails, the texts, the messages on Facebook, it's all made a huge difference, and I think I'm doing okay because of all that. There's so many people that go through this, and, you know, why should I be any different? It was just my turn. So again, I just want to thank you for your support. I don't know when I'll be back on the air. I was hoping I would be by now, but that's really not possible. But thank you, thank you, thank you for your support, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
What a great attitude.
I know.
But I was wondering, as I watched Channel 3, Denise Roche still there?
I know. I thought, too, maybe, I don't know, maybe she took a, you know, she's been there a long time.
Yeah.
Good for her for taking a big vacation. And she found this out, by the way, through just a regular screening. Doesn't run in her family.
Right.
No symptoms. Mm. Nothing. So this is, you know, and we have all done it. I don't know if everybody in this room has done the colonoscopy. I have too, John.
On a regular basis.
John, it's time.
I know.
It's
time.
You're at that age.
I know.
I'll be honest. Jody got me started doing this. And she goes, you have to go.
Yes. Yeah.
And so she goes, I go. She had some problems and had to go like every year.
Right.
For
right,
a while.
Right.
And it was like a couples massage for the two of you?
It seemed I think we got could a package.
It could be. We all laughed when Katie Couric did this years ago. Right. Remember that?
But I went my and I'm fine. And good. The doctor said, you got a clean bill of health, so you don't have to come back until 5 years. Well, guess how fast 5 years goes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what Denise said. Please, please, please. At least get your screening done. You know, at least go get that done.
Like you said off the air, the prep is worse than the
actual
process.
It's awful. And truly, John, you'll feel like you lost a pound or two, you know, by the time you get in there. But the procedure, you don't even know. It's a nap. It's a nice little nap, man. You don't remember a thing. It's like, did we do something? What happened there?
100, 99.
I know. It. I know.
Right. Well, thoughts and prayers.
Can I go now? Yes. Can I go now? That's what they do. You can't leave until you have gas.
A little gas. Okay, you're fine.
I'm better now.
Well, seriously, though, thoughts and prayers to Denise Raj over at Channel 3.
Absolutely, and they are a family over there. They definitely are.
Got those John Fogerty tickets to give away, my 50-year trip. It's happening over at the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas. It's a Wednesday night, April 10th. The Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Every Friday we do this. It's Crappy-Oakey Friday.
It sure is.
And as John Fogerty does, hit after hit after hit.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun doing this medley. So, listen to these songs. They're all John Fogerty songs. But after we play it for you and after we get through news and weather, starting with caller number 9, in order, by title, name all 3 songs. All right, here it is.
We'll beat the drum, hold the phone. The sun came out today. Born again, there's new grass on the field. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon?
I was here and I can only name 2 of the 3.
All you have to do, starting with caller number 9, again, after we get through news and weather, name all 3 songs by title in order.
Yes.
And you got the tickets for John Fogerty. Here it is one more time.
We'll beat the drum.
With the caller number 9702739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for John Fogerty. It's Crappy-Oakey Friday. Here's the medley.
We'll beat the drum.
Glenn on the phone. Glenn, can you identify all 3 songs by title?
Okay, Center Field, Looking Out My Back Door, and Proud Mary.
There you go.
That's it, right there. That's the one. Good job.
You got the tickets. You're going to see John Fogerty, my 50-year trip. It's going to be at the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas, in April. Glenn, hang on. We'll take down some details. And thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by WGU Nevada, an online nonprofit university. WGU, it's a new kind of you. Well, a homeless man is under arrest after authorities said he grabbed the shirt of a Florida McDonald's employee and tried to pull her over a counter. The employee responded by punching the customer in the face a couple of times.
Oh, jeez.
And you know what this was all over?
What?
Because he couldn't get a straw.
Oh, see, I'm telling you.
The new law in Florida, which took effect Jan 1st in St. Petersburg, restaurants can't have straws out. Now, if you request a straw, that's fine. But in 2020, plastic straws will no longer be allowed in restaurants at all.
So. Yeah, okay.
Krispy Kreme has stepped in to comfort Kentucky police officers.
Love this.
Mourning the loss of a donut truck that caught fire. The company and a police escort delivered dozens of donuts. A police escort. they go to the city police department. Officer Kyle Mounts says no one was injured when the Krispy Kreme truck caught fire. But the truck's donuts were ruined. So
the cops played it up, didn't they?
Yeah, they didn't.
No words. Well, in Ohio, police arrested a shoplifter after her getaway driver took off. Samantha stole several items from a tractor supply store. Mike and her accomplice saw the officers driving up and said, "Oh, geez, I'm out of here," and drove off. So she was just kind of standing there.
Bags full of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, dude. Yeah, almost $800 worth of stuff. You know what? You caught me. Oh, man, that sucks.
I'll get you.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Nothing for you.
Oh, and I don't know if I can get this story out, but a man from the Dominican Republic, he recently had to have a can of Glade air freshener removed from it between his little butt cheeks.
Uh-huh.
He and his wife were playing around and got stuck there, so he had to go to the hospital. Doctors laughed. And then they removed it successfully. He's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Mike, and he smells fabulous,
by the way. He does.
He smells just
like
fabulous.
Like roses.
People, be careful. Please be careful.
That's your warning? Be careful.
I can't eat. All I do hear Glade air freshener and butt cheeks. Yeah. I mean, what else do you need, kids? It's Friday. That's your other news.
We wrap up every show with a feel-good story in a feature we call
Tell Me Something Good.
I can find it. I just lost. Ah, here we go. It's a simple story about, a child who saved his family's life and Netflix. Mike, Netflix, they're saying, has saved this family. Little guy, 13-year-old boy, he was watching a show on Netflix, and his mom said, "You need to go to bed."
Oh.
And he didn't. He didn't go to bed. He stayed up. He's 13. Well, he's watching, and he smelled smoke. And all of a sudden, sure enough, the breaker box shorted out and a huge fire broke out in the house. Well, he was able to wake up his family because he was still awake, evacuated his family. They're all okay. The house was pretty much destroyed.
Wow.
And they're now staying in a hotel. But they say if he was not awake watching TV, nobody would have known until this, you know, perhaps crept upstairs and there were injuries and possible deaths. So Netflix saved a family.
Whoa.
I don't know what he was watching. I'd love to know what he was watching.
Bird Box.
Yeah, probably.
Bird Box.
Probably.
You know that's going to hang. He's going to hang that over the family.
I know.
For as long as he can.
I'm sorry, what? Go to bed? Yeah, right. You guys can go to bed. I'm fine, okay?
I believe I saved somebody's lives.
Who saved, that'd be me. Good night, Mom and Dad.
Hey, can we stop by McDonald's for a Happy Meal?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Who saved your life? Oh, okay. Happy Meal. Okay, sure.
And that won't get old, will it? But that's a great story. That's a great story, and if you have a great story of your own, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, remember, anything you missed on this morning show, catch up, keep up by downloading a podcast of this condensed version of the show, which flies by.
Yes, it does.
Mistake-free. Plus entertainment news, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Wendy Rush coming in. She will keep you company throughout the workday, so don't forget about that.
And might I just mention, we have kind of an epic show next week, Mike. We've got a big anniversary to celebrate.
Yes,
so,
we do.
I'll just put it that way. I mean, who has the key to the city? That would be you, Mike.
Thank
O'Brien.
You.
33 years?
It's Mike O'Brien Day on Tuesday.
It is Mike O'Brien and Day.
The only reason I mentioned it is because last year we forgot about it.
We forgot your day, I know.
And did nothing. Well, next week it's going to be huge.
It is going to be huge. And that is on Tuesday, correct?
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And we'll talk to you when we come back bright and early Monday morning.
listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.